To call this meeting, November 26th of the regular Othello City Council meeting to order tonight. And if you'd all please rise for a short private invocation. We'd ask for God's blessing upon this city and upon the council as we make our decisions tonight. And now if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. Item 1D is our roll call, and we have Councilmember Eugene Bain was having a procedure, so I would entertain a motion tonight to excuse Eugene from our proceedings.
I'll make that motion.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And now we'll move to item 1E, which is our citizen input. Tonight, the citizen input segment is where citizens have an opportunity to address the city council with regard to any issue that they like. They have up to 5 minutes. If you would, please raise your hand, and I will recognize you, and you have an opportunity to come to the microphone and address the council. Alma, I understand that you wanted to address the council tonight, so would you please come forward? Alma, please state your name and address for the record, and then you have 5 minutes.
Okay. My name is Alma Barajas, and my address is 2363 West Kobe Road in Othello, 99344. And I'm here because we're trying to do a building permit for Ricas Frutaletas on 635 East Hemlock. And I have been trying to get a permit, but they say that that I need a stormwater report, and I'm engineers working on that. But they say that it needs to be platted also. And I have a survey that the same people that does the platting, they do the survey, but they say that needs to be platted. And actually, by my understanding, the whole block is not platted. And I don't know if with the survey can work instead of the platting.
Okay, so can I say, okay, yeah. Alma, Ann produced a document here. I'm going to give you a copy of it for the city council. And in this document, she outlines, it's just informational. Ultimately, you know, moving fast forwarding to the end, Alma, this is up to the city council. And so the city council can vote to have you follow the city ordinance where you would have to plat it, or whether you can meet the three criteria of the consideration of the installation or existence of adequate sewer and water, conformance to lot size requirements, and the existence of street, sidewalk, and curb improvements. It says if the city council were inclined to authorize this building permit, the listed criteria would not prevent it. Meaning, city council could act and not require you to plat it. So that's a matter for the council to consider. I think this city council is very much in favor of business and new business building and growing and prospering in the community. And so I think that what we need to do as a council is we need to review this information. We have another meeting a week from Monday. And if the council, this is the first time you've seen this information, is that correct, council?
Yeah.
So I think that if you would give us a week to review this information, ask questions. Next Monday, I think the council could potentially make a decision about whether they want to require you or not. But according to our public, or our community development director, Ann Henning, these three requirements that would allow you to build without platting the property, you would be able to meet those criteria. So the rest and the decision would then rest upon the council. One of the things that she does mention, however, is that the city did require other properties to plat that hadn't been platted. That includes Pickup Hop, Sage Hills Vet Clinic, and some of the schools. So, again, give the council a week. We want you to build, what is it you're building?
Picas, frutaletas, and ice cream.
Number two, or you want to move the one?
I think it will be number two for now, and maybe later on we will.
Now, you guys own the one on First?
Yes.
Okay. And so this would just be up?
But actually, this will have more, the other one doesn't have any, like, restaurant or nothing, any fast food or nothing, and this one it will have.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you get the high school crowd,
yeah.
You get the rest of the community that's uptown. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So which ones are we looking at?
I'm assuming it's the empty lot.
The empty lot next to the
Nails. It's, yeah, there.
That.
Okay. And that's the only lot you'd be utilizing?
Yes. And it's going to be a drive-through.
A drive-through?
Yeah.
Drive-through service only?
No.
Okay.
Seating also.
So how many parking spaces are you looking at?
I didn't bring my blueprints, but I think they're 12 feet, if I'm not mistaken, or 10. 10 or 12, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. How big a building are you building?
It's...
like square feet, do you know?
Thing is 50 by 60, that would be 3,000.
3,000 square feet, okay. Okay, and then you said you had somebody helping you. Was that a surveying company or
actually, the survey company did the survey,
mm-hmm.
And then an engineer...
So you've hired an engineer too?
Yeah, he's
okay.
Doing the stormwater report.
Okay. You have the right people hired. You did need a survey. You will need an engineering firm to do the stormwater.
Yeah.
And so, let's give the city council a week.
Okay.
We'll review the criteria here, and then the council will give a decision next Monday night.
Okay.
And will you make a note of that to put that on the agenda, Tanya?
And
is there anything else you want to add or? No.
I think that's about it. The city has the survey. I don't know if you need a copy. I can just leave you this one.
You can leave that one.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Alma.
You're mm-hmm. welcome. Thank you.
Yes.
So you're going to review this in committee before you bring it?
Mm-hmm.
What committee would you do it?
Is there a planning?
The planning committee. It's the planning commission.
Yeah. I mean, so the three criteria, stormwater, sewer, and what?
Curb and street and sidewalk improvements.
So it sounds like a water, sewer, street committee.
Yeah, water, sewer, street.
Water, sewer, and water, conformance to lot size, and existence of street, sidewalk, and curb improvements. So the water, sewer, street committee. So
could we get one set up for tomorrow, or?
Yeah, let's set one up for tomorrow.
Don't we have one at Penn tomorrow?
I don't have anything on my calendar for it.
I don't know.
That's Thursday, and that's for the farmer's market.
Okay.
I don't know, Kurt's coming tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a bad day for me.
It's okay with me.
I could do Wednesday.
Okay. Can you make okay. All right.
What time do you want to do it?
Let's do it.
You want to do it noon?
Let's do it at noon. Okay.
At Public Works?
Public Works.
Because we'll need to asking questions of what's available.
And Ann will need to be there.
Yep.
Okay. So what we're discussing is we're going to have a committee meeting tomorrow at noon to discuss this with our engineer, and you've already met with Ann?
Yes.
Our committee, yeah, and we'll have that meeting with her as well. Okay, so, and you got a copy of this that she produced?
Yes.
Yep, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Alma. Is there anybody else who would like to address the city council? Please raise your hand, and I will recognize you. Okay, hearing none, we'll move to item two, which is the approval of our agenda tonight.
Make that motion. Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item three is our consent agenda.
I make the motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So let's go to our current business, and tonight we have a public hearing on the 2019 preliminary budget. So I'll open that public hearing at 6:41 p.m.
Mayor,
yes.
Right before we get to the public hearing, we want to have, let's have that first at the end of our budget discussion.
You want to have the discussion first?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have the budget discussion first then.
Thank you very much, Mayor and Council. We're nearing the end of our budget process to pass our 2019 budget. Tonight, we just have a few things to talk about. The first is a revisit of our tourism fund. And then we wanted to hit a few last remaining red zone items to work into our general budget. And then we'll talk about our capital facility plan. Based on our conversations tonight, I'll put together all the ordinances necessary to pass our official budget. The plan right now is to do that at our next meeting on the 3rd, December 3rd. The first item here I was going to bring up is revisiting our tourism fund. This is the item that we talked about at our last meeting. I think it was just at our last meeting. And the Lodging Tax Advisory Committee met. They had some recommendations for council. Council had some recommendations to throw back at that committee. They ultimately agreed with those reallocations and are throwing it back to you for your approval.
Any more questions about it, Council? We discussed this at the last meeting.
Yep.
Okay. So do we need a motion or just a consensus here?
No, just okay. A consensus.
Yep, I think we're good with that.
Yep, that's that item.
Then our next, close that.
Our next item is revisiting our list of capital items for the year. Most of these items are items, well, all of these items are items that we've already discussed. These are items that are over and above the regular operating items that we put into the budget every year. You can see the items are divided up by the fund that's supporting that item. The only item that we have tonight to talk about are the council projectors. This is an item right here. We had an upgrade of $20,000 divided by five different funds, $4,000 each. And this was an item the council wanted a little more information about. So Abner is here to present a little more information and a little different range of costs. A few different options for you.
Hello there. Do you want to put on the PowerPoint? I got it. Yeah. Okay, so the question for me was when we started working with these projectors, the wireless presentation wasn't working one day. And so we looked at, okay, how old are these projectors? The first thing I saw that it was an unorthodox system, it's on a cable. And I thought, you know, maybe when we do the upgrading the projectors, it'd be nice to have a different design. So the other thing is the wireless presentation only works on one computer. So I just wanted to state all the problems that we're having with the current system. One of these projectors started to dim, so we upgraded the bulb on it, and it's still not the brightest it could be. The newer projectors are very, very much brighter, and in my opinion, I've gotten some comments from other people, and my own opinion, it's kind of unprofessional to have a cabling system like we have here. And the other thing was, if the wireless presentation fails, which we currently have only wireless presentation, we have no way to hook up a wire to these projectors. So I came up with what needed to be upgraded. The projectors have about 4,000 hours on them. That's just an estimate. I don't know exactly how many hours are on them. I just kind of said, okay, how many council meetings do we have times years, and came up with 4,000. According to their website, it looks like 2,000 is their life, you know, of this projector. And the native resolution is, you know, 800 by 600, which is 4x3, kind of like the old square TVs. And you get kind of shadows when you walk in front of them. So the second thing was the wireless presentation. Again, there's only one laptop that can present to it, and it's this one. Software is out of date. The manufacturer doesn't even support the software anymore. So, and then again, the design. So what I thought would be good was ultra short throw projectors above each screen, right up by the speaker here, on each side, just hanging about 2 to 2.5 feet out, presenting straight down. And replacing the screens with a powered and tension screen, because once you have the ultra short throw, it'll be wavy, because these screens are wavy. I don't know if you can see them. But when you're presenting down, you won't be able to see it correctly. And then we also would like to add a wire for sound to the sound system. So if you were to play a video right now, the sound would be coming out of the speakers here, not the speakers in the house. So that would be another upgrade. Professionally installed, hiding all the wires. The projectors, again, will be HD and SD resolutions. They'll be a lot brighter than the current ones. These, I believe, are 2,000 lumen. The new ones will be 4,200 lumen. There's no shadows when you look in front of them, and it'll be a little more professional look, and that's exactly how they'll look there, right off the wall. The new wireless presentation systems go with any device, so you can present from an iPad, you can present from an iPhone, Android, MacBook, or PC. So, yeah, and it works off a modern wireless system.
Go back. It also has video and audio.
Right. Yeah.
Which we don't have now.
Yep, it'll stream video and audio presenting. So the benefits of upgrading are better resolution. You'll see the image crisper. It'll be better for the audience, better for the council members, and better for people with bad eyesight. I know I've heard some comment that you can't see it from the audience as clear as from, of course, from the front. So presenting wirelessly from any device, multiple resolutions. We can have different devices to present from if we needed to. And it's kind of future-proofing as well, right? If in the future you have more video, more audio, that'll be helpful as well. And then I have the cost. You want to put up the other one, Spencer? So the cost options for this, when I asked some of the AV solutions people, they were looking at $25,000. That's including all the equipment installed, wired, all professionally installed. It's $25,000. That's pretty much just turnkey. Option number two was we get the help of Public Works to install the screens. And that would be a huge savings, and have the rest of the equipment professionally installed. That'd be about 16,000, and then the screens would be about 4,000. So that came to 20,100. And then option number three would be just upgrading everything ourselves. We upgrade the projectors, we upgrade the wireless system. It takes a lot of time out of our day and, you know, out of everything. We would also add the wire and wireless presentation, and we'd keep these old screens, and we keep the old hanging cabling system.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you for your consideration.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between the old screens and the new screens?
The old screens would be tensioned. So like I said, if you see the waves in these screens with the ultra short throw, you'll see the wave in the picture. The reason you don't see it right now is because it's presenting from this angle, and the ultra short throw presents down. So you could imagine if there's a wave or a ripple, the picture kind of gets blocked off. And that's, you don't see it right now, like I said, because but there is waves in this screen. And the other thing would be a powered screen. So it'd be powered, so go up and down when we need to use the rooms on the side.
So is that at my eyesight, or is there like interference going on that screen over there?
I believe so, yes.
No, I see it too.
What's the lifespan on that system?
You see it?
What I saw was 10,000 hours on the new projectors. But that's, of course, manufacturer, you know. These were 2,000, so five times more than that, more than these.
What was that old number versus this number? Remember that number you brought us before?
The old number is 20,000.
20,000?
Yep. Yep.
So when that's option two.
Option two, and they installed it on the public works.
Yep.
Just the screens.
Just the screens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We purchase the screens and public works installs them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Council? That's the last item here we have to decide just about.
Well, I was just wondering if you looked at television screens.
I did. The problem we have with television screens is either you mount them high, and you have to get pretty big ones so you can be able to see from the back of the room. Because if you hang them down, how do you remove them when you need to open the rooms up?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I did think about that.
And what was the third option?
The third option was installing them ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We upgrade the projectors. They pretty much just go here and present just the way they are.
You do everything yourselves, but we're keeping the old screens?
Yeah.
And then projectors, this option here, this option three, would just replace those two projectors. We keep these screens.
Yeah, the screens still work. It just doesn't work when you're doing the mm-hmm. ultra short throw. If you're still presenting from this direction, it still works pretty well. I don't think we need to upgrade the screens at that point.
So just out of curiosity, what would be the cost on this option if we replace the screens and installed them ourselves?
It depends on which screens. I would probably say if we did the tension screens, there was 4,000 for that. So you'd probably be looking at 13,500. But if there is cheaper screens out there than tension screens, of course. Mm-hmm. If you just replace these, I think you'd be looking at $1,500. I don't know.
So that's Spencer, putting it back on the budget. Mm-hmm. Is that already figured into the $9,000 budget or balance on the general fund?
Yeah, so right now we originally started with a $20,000 option split five ways. So that
yep.
$4,000 for the general fund is already
Even though you didn't green it, it's still factored into the balance on the bottom.
That's
So if we take that off, that $4,000 of first cell rate, you can see the bottom down here, just that.
25.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering about that earlier, but,
I like option two.
And that was?
Do you think the public, Terry, you think the Public Works could assist with the installation of those?
Yeah, we do, somebody.
Yeah, you can.
Then we would take 10%.
Okay, good. We're in on it, then.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and do that.
All right.
I don't think it makes sense to not replace the screens.
Okay. Option two is the one.
Yeah, but it stays with the building, it's an asset of the building.
That's what I was figuring here, that's 10 years, it's only $2,000 a year. At least 10 years of that lifespan.
At least, because I think what, these have been in here since 98?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've gotten more than 10 years out of these, they've gotten about 20 out of these.
No, I think these are 10.
How long did they, when did they go in?
I think 2008 is when they put them in.
2008?
I believe so, I, not 100%.
They weren't installed with the building?
You know, I don't know, I'll be honest with you. What I saw from, I believe I saw an old receipt for one of these Infocuses, and it was from 2008. That could have been a bulb, I don't know.
That's still,
You know?
That's a long lifespan.
Yeah.
For a piece of equipment.
Yeah, we have the little flat screen with the little arm up, and then projected on there.
Yeah.
We had that, and then.
What was that? I didn't hear that, I want to hear.
The table.
The overhead projector.
Oh, really? When was this?
With slides.
In 1996?
No, not that long ago. Probably, I don't know, 11 years ago, 10 years ago.
Wow.
Somewhere.
That was here just 2 years ago. Because Spencer, yeah, Spencer's used that.
About 3 years ago, 3, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, the table one.
No, this is when the old ones.
Too late, you guys already surplus that equipment. It's gone now.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
We still have an electronic one, it's not the paper one you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead and green it.
Okay. So with that, we have,
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for doing all that research. Yep.
That's the last of our red zone items to discuss. You can see we've greened the last, that's the last of them.
So, one question.
Yeah.
That I had looking at this, you gave a list of items that were, the following items are already in the budget, so when we look at the top balance of 921, those items on the second page are already factored in?
Yes.
And that's what's left over?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
I put that together, these are just some bigger items of interest that I didn't want us to lose sight of. So we have patrol vehicles, $112,000, that's a big deal. That's not something that we're deciding on, because we need to include two in our budget every year. But we should still be aware of that.
Right.
But that's a big expense coming down the pipe, we have a bunch of water items over here.
But those items are being spent in the general fund for 2019, so that leaves us with a balance of 921,521.
It leaves us an ending fund balance of $9,000. This $9,000 right here.
After the.
Over the minimum fund balance of 400, so 409.
Yeah, but I'm looking at the top, the estimated fund balance of 921. All those items are already factored into that, and gives us that value.
And then you take out these green items, and then we've got 409?
Correct, yeah, so that five, we were starting with 521 after we take out, so we have 921 up here. We take out the minimum fund balance of $400,000, and we take out these items down here that we've already funded. That leaves us with the 521. Then if we take out all these items in here that we just approved,
$9,000. It's going to stretch it, but, you know, if you just keep not spend anymore.
Well, you know, this is kind of the funny thing about a budget. A budget is very much a living document. It's something that we monitor continually throughout the year. And when we see, just like with your home budget, sometimes you have a little bit extra, sometimes things get a little bit tight and you have to reevaluate your decisions and your priorities and adjust the budget accordingly. Just before we have the public hearing on the budget, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. This is quite a long process that we go through here at the city. I start in July, and we go to the department heads and we get estimates for ending the year. We get estimates for the new year. We bring those estimates to the members of the council through our council budget committee meetings, and we hit each one of our funds expense lines line by line. We discuss them, we increase, we decrease, and then here in the full council, we put all of those conversations together and we make our final decisions, yay, nay, on different items in the budget. This is really kind of a fun time where we look at our priorities and what can we do, what can't we do, what do we need to push off for the next year. Anyway, we've passed a budget that is taking care of all the operational needs of the city across all the funds, all the different functions, the park, the police, the public works, all those items. And then we're able to add some of these other smaller items into the budget also. With that, I would turn the time over to you, Mayor, for our public hearing.
All right. Thank you, Spencer. Thank you, Council. We'll now go to public hearing for the 2019 budget. We'll start that public hearing at 7:02 p.m. And this is where Spencer has basically, in essence, already presented to the Council where we are in this budget. And was there any additional questions, Council, of Spencer, before we move to the public comment? No? Okay. At this time, I'd like to open the public testimony. It's in three segments. Those who want to speak in support of this budget, those who are neutral to this budget, or those who are in opposition in any way to this budget. And right now, I would ask anyone who wants to speak in support of the budget to please raise your hand, and we will recognize you, and you have up to 5 minutes to address the council in this public hearing. I'll call again. Anyone who wants to speak in support? Hearing none, I'll move to those who are neutral to this budget. Is there anyone here present who would like to speak in neutrality to the budget? I'll call again. Hearing none, we'll move to the opposition to this budget. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak in opposition to any form of this budget? Call one more time. Hearing none, I will now close the public testimony of this public hearing. Council, at this time you can ask for any additional questions or clarifications on the budget. You guys have spent, as Spencer outlined, several months together with the mayor and Spencer and the different department heads. We've gone through all the different budgets. We have talked about drones. We've talked about fireworks contracts. We've talked about property acquisition and cars and police department and library and the fire reserves, central service setting up that department so that we can continue to fund our needs going into the future. I think this is a good budget. I think you guys have done an excellent job in reviewing all the different expenses and all the different revenue sources that Spencer has put before us. And I believe that this is, I think we're ready to have you prepare the budget ordinance for next Monday, Spencer. So with that, I'll close the public hearing, unless you want to add something else. That'll close the public hearing at 7:05 p.m. And what are we looking for tonight? Is that it? Okay, very good. So now we'll move to item 6B and our city clerk, Tanya Morelos, do you want to let the council know what the plan is with the collecting the children's hats and gloves?
We have, down here, where are we? Oh, I'm sorry, there were two different public hearings that were included in this first item.
The second public hearing.
There's a second one here over the capital facility plan. That must have been included in this item A. Oh, no.
We did miss the capital facility plan.
Right here.
Yeah. Okay, let's move to the capital facility plan public hearing. I'll start that public hearing at 7:06. Staff, you have an opportunity, Spencer, to give the council a presentation.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit down for this one just so I can run us through a few different items. The capital facility plan, again, is a six-year plan where we look at capital needs across all the functions of the city for the next 6 years. This is meant to be a planning document so we can look at as a quick reference. In compiling this document, I've included all of our budget discussions. You'll recognize a number of items here in the 2019 year. And then I also went to our street improvement plan, the six-year, is it called the STIP or the six-year transportation improvement plan. And I also went to the water plan that we have. We have a six-year water plan. And I included all of those items and those plans in this document. So ultimately, this document is a quick glance so we can see everything at once. There are a few things in this document that aren't in that plan. And maybe just to back up a little bit, I have the general fund up here with the different general fund functions, general admin, police, fire, park, library. Then on the next sheet, we go into street, water, and sewer, and then solid waste at the very bottom. The solid waste, this is where we put the $55,000 in every year for alley approach improvements. But to come up to the top, just to highlight a few of these items, here we have the patrol cars, $112,000 every year. We have our PD equipment that was included in our budget. That's represented in this $98,000 right here. We had a few other items that the PD was asking for that's on some four-year cycles. And so I put those out in their respective category for the year. The items that are out 8 years, I just put on the sixth year because that's the last year of this plan. But we come through under park. We have our two RCO grants right here. Our youth athletic fields, this is a grant that has already been approved for us. The other one, the Lions Park splash pad, this is one that has not yet been approved. We're not sure if we will be approved, but we're including it on here just to be optimistic and hopeful that it'll come through. And if it does come through, then it's already in our plan. We have the two items for our library, the electric, and the roof update. Under the street and water, some of these items I can't answer a lot of questions about because they're items that I grabbed from our street and water plans. Some of the items that I wanted to point out, though, were our, we always budget $400,000 a year for overlay work in our street fund. In conjunction with that, we also have $400,000 in our water fund that we put aside every year, and this is for the water line repair work that we do in conjunction with the streets. And then in our sewer fund, we have a similar item, $150,000 every year. In our street fund, we have, the mayor and I just got a letter to, I believe it was last week, saying that we were approved for a grant, a TIB grant, $846,000 with a 10% match. So the actual grant is $84,000 less than this to work on Lee Road. Under our water fund, we have all of our well 3R replacement, our 2.5 million gallon reservoir, the well 10 drilling, those large water projects. And really, those are some of the highlights. Last week, I met with the council committee to discuss these items, and now it's being presented to the council as a whole. And with that, I don't have any other comments.
Council? No? Okay.
Looks good.
Thank you, Spencer. So at this time, I'd like to open the public testimony to the 2019 Capital Facilities Plan. In three segments, those in support, those neutral to the proposal, or those in opposition. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in support of this Capital Facilities Plan? Is there anybody here neutral to this Capital Facilities Plan that would like to speak? Is there anyone in opposition to this Capital Facilities Plan? Okay, hearing none, I'll close the public testimony. I do want to add something to it. I would like to add to this Capital Facility Plan a $3 million roundabout on Highway 26 and 14th Avenue. That is going to form part of our legislative ask to our legislators at the state budget and the governor's office. And also, in order to help with that, I'm asking if the council would commit to $300,000 from the street fund as a 10% match to this project. And Spencer, I believe that we received, on the 14th Avenue improvements, we've received $231,000 for those street improvements that were allocated to the street fund. So of the $440,000 that we budgeted for revenue from the TBD income, we would only have to come up with an additional $69,000. And that intersection is critical to a lot of the future commercial development of the city of Othello. So I'm bringing that before the council to see if you want to add that.
You said 14th Avenue and 26?
Yes.
Intersection, it's already on there as 2 million in the year 2020.
Mm-hmm. And so with, yeah, I met with the Washington State Department of Transportation and they said that was light. Okay. It should be at 3 million.
Okay.
Well, so should I leave that out in 2020?
Yes.
Or bring it up to, okay, I'll do that.
Isn't that part of the state highway system?
Yes.
So why would our portion be so much?
10% is not that unusual of a match. The TIB grant that we just received for Lee Road is a 10% match.
That's very bad. That's our road.
Yeah.
We own, the city owns that. We don't own the highway.
If we're claiming ownership of the highway, then I'd say put a four-lane street in there. But we don't own any of the highway.
We talked about all the different options.
I know.
Four-way.
I know, but I mean, they're
lane or that roundabout.
How do they get to charging us to work?
Oh, but we own 14th. The city owns 14th, and that benefit is for 14th. It's not a benefit for the highway. That is 100% benefit for the city.
That is correct. And one of the things in addition to that, they have said that the original design that was given to the city in 2012 or 2014, that's where the $1.7 million, the $2 million was originally, that figure was first bandying about. But after they looked at it and the plan, the preliminary drawings, they said it's going to need to be bigger and that we were going to need to acquire property north into the two adjacent landowners. Those two adjacent landowners happened to owe the city money for the 14th Avenue improvements. So the city will likely be able to, I'm just giving you the rest of the story here. The city would likely be able to negotiate something with them so that they don't have to come up. We would reduce the amount that they would owe us in exchange for this property, and then that project could go forward.
So the state pays nothing then?
No, the state would pay.
What's the portion?
$2.7
million. We would pay about 300.
We would pay 10%.
Which is pretty small considering they'd rather just block it off and, and have their traffic go through.
How's that going to affect the landowners around the 14th Avenue, the construction, and all the developments that are going on as far as we talked about that?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a cost, an additional cost to all the land around them.
Right,
so
and
would that come off the 10%?
That would, yeah. So that would be the match. Now that would be up to the city then to begin to negotiate figures with commercial developers if we want to get impact fees for those. But right now, if the city can make that commitment, we can go. Because I'm going next Monday to Olympia to present this idea to our legislators and. That's why I'm just looking for a general commitment. This is, I mean, they still have to fund it.
Yeah.
And then we can go back and then work backwards to get additional help from the commercial developers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do I have general agreement to do that? Yeah. Yep. Okay, we do. All right, with that, is there anything else that we want to bring up on the capital facilities plan? We'll close our public hearing at 7:18 p.m. And that will conclude our public hearings for tonight, including the one I forgot or skipped. And now for unfinished business. Spencer, that's it, right?
Yes.
Now we're going to go to ordinances at our next meeting next Monday night, and we'll adopt our budget.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And our capital facility plan. Okay. Number five is unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business to come before the council tonight?
Any updates on the well?
Terry, I didn't ask you to, but do you know anything additional about well? I know when Kurt was last here that they had asked for an extension of time to complete it from October to December, right around Christmas time. And is there anything been changed? Everything still seems to be on schedule for that.
Same.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything different.
Okay. I haven't either. John, did you have something? Corey, Angel. We had talked preliminarily about canceling the December 10th meeting in favor of an open house at the farm regarding the farmer's market down at Ironworks on that Monday night. That seemed to be the only night that was going to work for our consultant. For Meg and for the committee to have that event. And so in order to continue that, I would need the council to cancel that meeting, or we could keep the meeting and we just wouldn't attend our own open house. So that I don't think we're gonna do that. So we'll cancel the meeting. I need a motion to cancel that meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. And then, I don't think anybody wants to be here on Christmas Eve. Is that correct?
Yep. I'll make a motion to cancel that meeting.
Second.
Okay. Wade, and seconded by Mark. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Let's go to new business. Spencer, you were just going to explain that the council is going to look at the budget ordinances.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next. Simple. Yep. That'll be at the next Monday's meeting. And Tanya, you're going to talk about the gloves, hats, and scarves project.
Real quick, so the fire department is preparing Christmas baskets. So we're going to help them with that by collecting scarves, hats, gloves. So we're going to put our Christmas tree out here, and instead of using regular ornaments, we're going to decorate it with the scarves. And so we're going to receive any donations until December 20th because they're going to be passing out their baskets by the 22nd. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. And I do have one other item on new businesses. The city is having a Christmas party on the 14th of December. You guys have received that. You need to notify Tanya if you plan to attend. Okay. Moving to item 7, the council will also receive department head reports, A, and B, the Planning Commission minutes of November 19th, 2018. Is there anything else to come before the council tonight before I adjourn? Okay, hearing none, we'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:22 p.m. Thank you.
That looks like Expo meets. It just glanced.